Welcome to Fossil Hunter. Fossils constitute the major evidence for creation by God. There are myriad fossils on Earth. In this program, we will show you the best known and biggest fossils in Turkey. The Fossil Hunter begins. Fossils are significant natural wonders that harbor living beings. But the significance of some places around Kızılca Hamam in Ankara is greater. In locations such as Bolu, Kızılca Hamam, and Bepazar, forests have been fossilized. Now let's visit these fossil forests. Here is the fossil forest. Soğuk Su Park in Kızılca Hamam is one of the places with the freshest air in Turkey. The fine pine smell is everywhere. The trees are so tight in this big forest that sometimes it becomes hard to see your friends in the distance. Today, Soğuk Su region has the status of a national park. It is under state protection and surveillance. A little further down these mountain roads, we approach the fossil forest. The signs on the route show our way. Yes, there is another sign. Fossil Hunter is on the right track. This is an unusual place, the kind of place that will take you to a journey that extends 20 million years back in time. Now I'm standing next to a petrified fossil tree. This is Kızılca Hamam. In this region, there is a fossil forest within the Soğuk Su National Park. It spreads over an area of about 5 kilometers. In the past, some visitors who were uninformed about the significance of this place took home some of these tree fossils. In 2003, Professor Engineer Dr. Eşref Atabey, a geologist, and Gerçek Saraç, a paleontologist, carried out a research throughout Turkey, uncovering major fossil forests throughout the country. This is how this fossil forest was discovered and designated as a national park. Various environmental regulations were made. Have you seen a giant tree with its petrified trunk? Another big tree fossil with its giant petrified trunk greets us. It is about 15 to 20 million years old. The fossil forest was discovered in 2003. It was vast swaths of ashes scattered as a result of a volcanic eruption that occurred 15 to 20 million years ago that petrified these trees. I will shortly explain the chemical mechanism that made this happen. Interestingly, details of the entire texture regarding these trees with gigantic masses have remained intact. Yes, I'm just standing next to this giant petrified tree. It is wide enough to let me in. I can get inside it and out so simply. It has a pretty wide trunk. This region is Kızılca Hamam, Soğuk Su. This newly discovered fossil forest is actually very wide. This part is only spread over an area of 5 kilometers, but fossil forests are common in this area that extends to Kızılca Hamam in the north, Bepazar in the south, to Bolu in the west, and to Çankır in the east. How does a tree become fossilized? Let me explain it briefly. There is a substance called silica. Silica forms almost 60% of the Earth's crust. Nearly 60% of the Earth's crust, known as rock or stone, upon which we walk or build our homes and offices from and spend our lives, is silica. Silica is formed by the oxidation of silicon. For example, silicon dioxide, SiO2, is silica. This chemical form, which can be called as the element or compound which constitutes almost all rocks, is what we call silica. It forms the basis of fossilization. Silica has a chemical characteristic that will enable even the biggest trees to become fossilized, that is, to become petrified. How do fossil forests form? These ashes covered the crevices and holes in trees. Volcanic ashes contain a substantial amount of silica, which leads to their petrification. According to geologists, fossilization in this area occurred as follows. A substantial amount of volcanic ash was dispersed in the air as a result of massive volcanic eruptions some 15 to 20 million years ago. This volcanic ash fell over plants and covered them, remaining there forever. Volcanic ash, which contains plenty of silica in its texture, has caused the fossilization of these trees in thousands of years. There are also other fossils in this region, yet not all of them are as big as the one you have just seen. Now I'm heading for a smaller one. There is a feature that separates this fossil forest from similar ones across the world. In Brazil, Germany, and the Czech Republic, there are also fossil forests around 290 million years old. Again, in the state of Arizona in the United States, in Brazil, Madagascar, there are fossil forests around 210 million years old. Also in Argentina, Australia, and China, there are petrified fossil forests between 145 to 210 million years old. There are fossilized forests in Colombia, Argentina, the United States, and China, and they have a very large age range, between 65 and 1.7 million years old. But ours is a fossil forest belonging to the Miocene period, which is between 11 to 20 million years ago. Other examples of this forest can be found in Greece and the United States. In other words, this age-old fossil forest is only found in the United States, in Greece, and in Turkey. We proceed towards some fossilized trees. Let's go a little bit faster. Yes, in this big forest we can see every individualized fossilized tree covered by volcanic residua. Let's take a closer look. As I've said before, here is a petrified tree. I'll take it in my hands, but it's pretty heavy. Let me approach a little bit closer. I'm making serious effort. Indeed, it must have been around 20 kilos. It's pretty heavy since silica penetrates into the entire texture. Once it fills the texture, it fossilizes it. Let me show it to you by turning it around. Now we will take a look at a normal pine tree. See, right next to this fossil, there are three trees here. These are all pine trees. This one is 15 million years old. These are much younger. These trees have emerged in this century. There is no difference between them in terms of crust pattern or layers because we look at the layers of the fossilized part of the tree. A 15 million year old pine tree. Down to its layers, it is exactly the same with a normal pine tree. This shows us that the theory of evolution is absolutely wrong. There is no difference between the modern pine tree and its 20 million year old counterpart. Even the giant trunks of the trees haven't changed a bit. The layers haven't changed either. We can see the whole detail of the plant cells that make up the tree's layers, their cell walls, cellulose walls, and these individual fossils. There is no difference between them, which indicates that the theory of evolution is absolutely wrong. Now I'll put this back. Yes, let's go back to look at other trees. In Japan, an expedition is carried out to find out how this fossilization occurred. Tateyama is a volcanic lake and thus contains massive amounts of silica. Akahane, a Japanese scientist who carries out research in Japan, found out that silica spheres accumulate in tree roots that exist in the lake. He compiled his findings in his scientific articles. Then he carried out an experiment with his findings. In 2004, they left some redwood pieces in the lake and kept them there for 7 years. At the end of that 7 years, it was found that silica spheres indeed accumulated in the redwood pieces, and almost half of the trees were petrified by means of silica. This experiment reveals how these trees were fossilized. It also proved, with scientific data, that trees can actually become fossilized as a result of silica accumulation. These trees are millions of years old and have reached our day in the form of fossils. With their entire trunks, their multi-layered cell structures, they document to us that they have never changed. Looking at these fossils as a whole, a single fact emerges: creation. God reveals to us that the animals on land, the animals in the sea, the flying animals and the bacteria, the plants, all the creatures have been created in a single point of time and in perfect condition. Fossils are the greatest evidence for this fact. In other words, fossils prove to us that the theory of evolution is invalid. Fossilization is a geological phenomenon commonly found in marine and glacial environments, marshlands and deserts. But the examples here are indeed unusual. Huge trees with their entire trunks have been fossilized, and they have survived to our day without undergoing any changes. Goodbye until we meet in our following episodes with new fossil beds.